Bez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam, Masechta Sanhedrin, in Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges, where we continue with the differences in the capital punishment, monetary payment, where we talk about the decision-making process of the court. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the last chance for exonerating this person from the death penalty. Mishenig Medin al Misa, someone who the verdict has been handed down that he has to be executed. Metinois Mebezin, they take him out of court. Now, you have one person standing by the entryway of the court. And he's holding flags in his hand. And he has a horse at a distance from him. And the announcement goes out from in front of him. This person is going out to be executed with this type of death penalty. Because he violated such and such a sin. In that place, at that time. Such and such a people are his witnesses. Mishi Dele, whoever knows any merits for him, Yovav Yilamad Lab should come and teach something that could save him. Amar Echad, if someone says, Yesh Lamad Lab Schos, I could teach something that could be a merit for him. So the one that was standing by the entryway, Mainit Basadurn, waves his flag. And then the one who's riding on the horse, Rots, he runs, Umachzes Anotun Lebezin, brings back the defendant to the court. If Nitzalay Schos, if it turns out that this is a merit, they let him off the hook. But if not, then they go back and take him out to be executed again. If the defendant himself says, Yeshli I have what to say regarding a merit for myself, although it doesn't seem to be any substance to his words, they take him back once and a second time. And the reason is because maybe because of the fear, his claims have been confounded. Then maybe when he's brought back to court, this Yashav Daiti, he's going to be able to calm down. But he'll be able to say something of svara, of logic, and therefore, even though he's saying something that doesn't sound like of substance, you take him back once and twice. But if they took him back and they didn't find any substance to what he's saying, even in court, they take him out to be executed a third time. On the third time, he says, Yesh lam latz mitzchos, I have what to say regarding myself as a merit. So only im yesh mamash bedvarb, only if there's substance to what he's saying, mechzir noy, so then you take him back. I feel a kampam even many times. And lefikach, therefore, moitzin l'shnei tamid chachamim, therefore we send along with him two Talmudic scholars, shashem edvar baderach, that they listen to what he has to say on his journey. Im yesh mamash bedvarb, if there's substance to what he's saying, mechzir noy, so they take him back, but if not, im mechzir noy, so they don't take him back. As the Rambam now continues regarding the process of actually executing him. If they don't find any merits for him, so they take him out. And it's his witnesses that execute him. Whichever one of the four death penalties he's liable for. Now, regarding a murderer who his witnesses don't execute him, every single person has an obligation to kill him. Now, at a distance of around 10 amas from the place where he's going to be executed, they tell him his vade, confess. Because that's the way of all those who are going to die, that they confess. And whoever confesses for his sins has a portion of the world to come. If any day of the Svadis doesn't know the vidui, the confession, they just tell him, Emor, say like this, let my death be an atonement for all my sins. Even if he knows that his witnesses who caused him to be executed actually lied regarding him, still that's how he confesses. Halacha Beis. Now, after that, he confesses. They give him a small bit of frankincense and a cup of wine, that his mind should become muddled and become intoxicated. And then he can be executed in the death penalty that he's liable for, where we don't want him to be in this state of total shock. So, therefore, we numb him a little bit with that potion. Halacha Gimel. Now, this wine and the frankincense, and the stone which they stone the one who has to be stoned, and the sword that's used to decapitate the one who has to be beheaded, and regarding the kerchief that's used to strangulate the one who has to have the misa of chenek, and the wood that the certain people have to be, after they're executed, to be that they should hang on, or these kerchiefs, these flags that they wave in front of those who are going to be executed from the court, and the horse that runs to save him, all these items are bought from the public funds. Whoever wants to donate, could come and donate these funds. Now, what happens after this whole process. In Bezdin Yitzin Acha HaNerek, the court don't go after to the Levaya of the one that's executed. Now, V'chol Bezdin Chargu Nefesh, any court that have executed somebody, Asurun Lechol Kol Eis HaYoyim, they're not allowed to eat that entire day. Harizu B'chol, this is all included with the Pasuk of Yikra, L'Soichol Al Adam, which is an ambiguous statement. Don't eat on the blood, has a few different interpretations. One of them being, don't eat if you cause blood to be spilled, even as a court. So to imavrin hakarivim ala rugi bezdin, that we don't give the sudas havra, which is the meal for the relatives of someone who died, we don't do that for those who were executed by the court. Mishum lisoich l'adam, here also don't eat, which is the meal they get for someone whose blood was spilled by the courts. Now these things are forbidden, but in Malkus there's no lashes because it's what's called a lav shabuklalas. There's one pasuk that includes many different things under the category. If it's not a specific lav, one doesn't get lashed over that. Halacha hey, mishnah is chayv misa b'chulah shemayid. If someone, if the verdict was handed down and he's liable for the death penalty on cholamayid, in the intermediate days of the yamtiv, which you're not allowed to fast because that would prevent simchas yamtiv. Now at the same time, the court we said that executes can't eat. So what they do is ma'ayin medina, they look into his court case, and va'oichon bezdin b'sheisen, and during that time, they're eating their breakfast, their lunch, the courts will eat and drink. Va'achkach kumin esdina, then they pass down the verdict, samach l'shkiyas achama, close to sundown, va'hurgin esdina, they kill him so that they won't have to fast the whole day, they'll just fast the rest of the day, which is really basically over, right before shkiyah. Halachavav, harugi bezdin, those who were executed by the court, emes abna lehim, we don't mourn over them, Uvon kreveim, and actually the relatives come, v'shoyle neshlema edim, v'shlema diyam, they actually inquire how the witnesses are doing, how the judges are doing, lo'idit, to let them know, she'im b'lim malim klum, that they have no complaints against them at all, because shedinem is done, because they educate a truthful court case. Now, although they don't conduct themselves with the customs of mourning, but they do pain themselves over their relatives, she'inanin is abalim, because that pain is only in the heart, in one's emotions. The whole reason why we don't do Avelis is because we don't want to honor the one who is executed so that it won't hold back from his atonement by the shame. But what's in one's heart, one should mourn one's relative that was executed. Halacha Zayin continues, what happens if someone had the verdict passed down and then he actually fled? Mishnig Medina Ubarav, someone was, the verdict was that he should be executed, but he ran away. Uvolav Ez Nachanai comes to a different court. Ein Soysen Ez Dina, they don't undo his court case to do it over again. Rather, any place where two people get up and they say to the new court, "Meidin anu, we testify as ish plainly that that guy shenig b'din bevezdin plainly edim, that his verdict was handed down in that court case by that court, and that people were his witnesses. So he's going to be executed in this new court. Now, bevedvamu, when we say this, that you don't have to have the original witnesses come. That's specifically b'ritzeach. Because the pasuk says Ma'isumas Hamakir Tzeichu, which is Ma'isumas whatever they takes, even not through his original witnesses. Of a shochay even misses, but anyone else that is liable for the death penalty, not a murderer, that's actually vayu edav rishonim. You have to wait till the original witnesses come along, the edush and nigmadin, and they have to testify that the verdict was handed down. Ve'yahar gabiyadim, and then he gets executed through them, through the witnesses. V'hu, but as long as this new court is sheyidu bevesn shlasim shloisha, as long as it's being testified in the court of 23 judges. If someone had his verdict was decided by a court out of Eretz Yisrael, now he runs away to a court in Eretz Yisrael, then whatever the situation is, we are going to overturn and do over their ruling, even if the original witnesses come. But if it was the exact same court that the verdict was passed in front of them in Chutz Laretz, and now they're back in Eretz Yisrael, in Sois Mezdina, now he comes run there, and they're the same court, we don't demolish his judgment. Even though they had originally concluded his verdict out of Eretz Yisrael, they met to Eretz Yisrael, now they are in Eretz Yisrael, because once they were decided L'chaib, they're not going to see any more schus in Eretz Yisrael, rather, that actually would make another court to go ahead and judge him a second time, now that he's in Eretz Yisrael.